Good morning, good morning. A very happy Friday morning to you. You might be listening in the evening time or in the afternoon, but you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, why are you saying good morning? And that is a very good question. To be honest, I keep very odd hours. I've learned that as I have gotten older, I have taken up some patterns of my father where I don't need much sleep, but I do get sleep here and there, and I do keep odd hours. But you might be thinking, okay, so I am recording this message this Friday morning, and the current time is 3:35 in the morning. So let me welcome you to the Daily Bread here at First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. If you are new, let me welcome you here. We welcome you and we encourage you and we challenge you to give us the rest of this month of April and watch what God can do in your life through First is Kingdom Family Church. Amen. And we always make the confession here at First is Kingdom Family Church, which is where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. I encourage you, get a hold of that confession. Amen. It is a confession that we have made for many, many years now. It wasn't a catchy slogan that Pastor Jesse came up with. It was given to him by God. Amen. And we have countless testimonies, countless praise reports, countless examples of those who have implemented it in their lives, that it has changed their lives for the better, not only for them, but their families, those closest around them. Amen. It has blessed them as well. Amen. So again, where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. But on the backside of that is we have to do our part. Amen. It's not just, oh, God changed my life. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do whatever I want now. No, we have to do our part. And the word already says God guarantees his part. Amen. It's a given that he's going to do his part. Amen. It's up to us to decide if we're going to do ours. Amen. And if we're going to let him change us. Amen. But that's not really what I'm talking about this morning. But as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of our faithful partners that continue to stay connected with First is Kingdom Family Church. Amen. Whether you are one of those who used to attend service in person, whether you are one of those who used to come to our pizza night, amen, whether you are a small family that used to come, amen, to our church, amen. And of course, our mail-in supporters, amen. And those of you who we've never met in person, but you have found a connection with this ministry and you have stayed connected for many years, we say thank you so much, amen. So wherever category you fall in, amen, we never want to miss an opportunity to say thank you. Thank you so much, because as Pastor Jesse always says, we couldn't do what we do without you. Amen. And that is very true. Amen. And we never take that for granted. Amen. I know the pastors pray for each and every one of you on a daily basis. Amen. They love and appreciate each and every one of you so greatly. Amen. And they never take what you do lightly. Amen. So again, we say thank you so much for your faithfulness and partnering with us here at First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. So with all of the welcomes and pleasantries out of the way, before I jump into this small devotional that I have for you, I will give you our April scripture, which hopefully by now you have written it down or you have it on a little index card. Amen. And you are using it in your confessions, daily confessions, Psalms 91. Amen. and the God safeguard my household prayer. Amen. Again, our scripture for this month is Nahum 1:7. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those that trust in him. Amen. You know, it's it's easy to read that and not really give much thought to it. Amen. Especially if things are going well for you. Amen. You have those blue skies in your life, so to speak. Amen. But how is it that when you do start to see trouble, when you can kind of see those gray clouds rolling in? Amen. What are your first reactions? What are your feelings? What are your responses? Amen. Again, Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those that trust him. Amen. Do you trust him? Do you trust him in the storm? Amen. A little food for thought. Amen. Now, let's jump into this devotional this Friday. I will try not to take up too much of your time. Amen. It is entitled Encouragement. Amen. Encouragement. And if you're taking notes or you have your Bible, you can write it down or turn to Psalms 119, verses 174 through 175. Amen. Psalms 119. 174 to 175. Amen. I'm going to read you two translations. Amen. One, it says, I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live that it may praise you, and let your ordinance help me. Another version says, I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. Amen. Now, it says, there is wonder to be found in snowflakes, raindrops, and even strange bugs. Strange bugs. It says, though we often don't love the idea of encountering too many of those things, if we stop and look, if we allow ourselves to really see what there is, it's pretty amazing. It says the same can be true of God's word. Amen. The same can be said of God's word. It may be displayed in various forms and places throughout our homes, schools, workplaces, or church buildings. But if we do not stop and really drink in the words that are there, we can miss the rich blessings behind them. Amen. Don't miss that today. Amen. Repeat this with me. Repeat this with me this morning. Say, God, help me not to gloss over the beauty and depth of your word. Amen. Say that. Say, God, help me not to gloss over the beauty and the depth of your word. Amen. Say, only your word carries the richness of eternity and the encouragement I need for each new day. Amen. Say that. Say, only your word carries the richness of eternity and the encouragement I need for each new day. Amen. Now, when we believe that God wants to encourage us through his word, we will no doubt find encouragement in it, because God intended it to be used for that purpose. His words are delights. His words are delight to our spirit. Did you catch that? His words are a delight to our spirit. To your spirit, to my spirit. Amen. Don't gloss over the beauty and depth of God's word. I'm going to repeat that again. Don't gloss over the beauty and the depth of God's word. It's the only word that carries the richness of eternity. It is the only word that carries the richness of eternity. Drink it in deeply today. Amen? Now, repeat this with me. Say, God, your word fills me with delight. Say that and say it like you mean it. Say, God, your word fills me with delight. Amen? One more time. God, your word fills me with delight. Say, help me to spend time in it more often so I can carry it with me and be encouraged by truth. Amen? Say that. Say, help me to spend time in it more often so I can carry it with me and be encouraged by truth. Amen? You might be thinking to yourself, well, what does that all mean, Andrew? This is just a small encouragement, as it is entitled, to just encourage you to get into the word a little bit more. Amen? Trust me, I know everyone is busy now. Amen? Seems like everything is somewhat back to normal. Amen? You don't hear too much about COVID on the news as much. Amen? But you do hear of all these new things that are in the air, or things that are being transmitted in other countries. Amen? But this is just an encouragement, as is entitled, that I know it's getting ready to be summertime. You know, kids are getting ready to graduate. Amen? Again, you know, time seems like it is speeding by. We're already middle of April. Amen? It almost feels like May is just around the corner. Amen? But don't let your time with God be shorter than the times that you do in other things. Amen? You know, and not putting down any other things, and I won't use any example of other things, but how much time are you spending with God? You know, how much time are you in the Word? How much time are you spending on different devotionals? How much time are you spending in prayer? How much time are you spending in quiet, just listening to what the Lord wants for you, or instructs you, or if you may be going through something? Amen? How is your relationship with God? Amen? You might be thinking to yourself, you know, I've already had a struggling April. Or I've already had the smoothest April I've had in a long while. Wherever you may be this morning, I encourage you, we can always do more. Amen? We can always do more. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, what could that be, Andrew? Well, spending a little bit more time in the Word. Amen? Notching out a set time each day. Amen? I have mentioned in the past that I used to try and do the evening times. You know, I would go about my day, and then it's like at the end of the day, I'd be like, okay, Lord, I'm going to spend a little time with you. And sure enough, it would get shortened because I would get tired, or I would start reading and I would get sleepy. And then it was like, you know, I would shorten my time with the Lord. But really what I was doing was cutting myself short. Amen. I was the one short ending, so to speak, that I was cutting myself short instead of putting in the time that I needed with the Lord to get all of his benefits. Amen. So with me understanding, realizing that I was shortchanging myself, I changed it up. I started getting up a little bit earlier, or should I say I get up a little bit earlier. And if anyone knows me, knows how much sleep is important to me, as much as I enjoy it and I need it. I don't always get it, but when I do, I enjoy it. But I knew that the first thing I do when I open up my eyes, and the first thing I do before I my feet hit the floor, amen, I am already thanking the Lord. I am already praising God. I am already praising Jesus. I am already speaking to the Holy Spirit of my day to come. Amen. And then, you know, I get in my quiet place and pull out my Bible. I start reading. I have several devotionals that Pastor Rose has blessed me with over the years. Some of them I have already read, I want to say, 2 years in a row, some even three. Amen. And even though I have read through them, the Lord is so good that every time even though I've read them before, he always reveals something new. Amen. And that just shows how much God loves each and every one of us. And that shows how much God knows that, you know, God's not on repeat. Amen. He's not going to give us the same old, here you go. No, God changes. Amen. In a good way. Amen. Even though the Bible says God never changes, that's true. He never changes. Amen. But he is always giving us new manna, so to speak. Amen. New blessings. Amen. New encouragement. New instructions. Amen. But I'm not saying you have to switch up your routine. But if your routine's not working, or if you're cutting the Lord short here and there, amen, I encourage you to find a new way. Amen. And I can't encourage you enough to get into the Word. Amen. If you are struggling, things aren't going your way, and you seem like you think to yourself, I can't catch a break. Well, stop. Take a few breaths, slow breaths, like Pastor Jesse ministered early on a few weeks ago. Yahweh, amen, the breath of God, amen. And just get in a quiet place and just sit quietly, amen. And just wait on the Lord, amen. Wait on the Lord, be patient. You know what? He shows up every time, amen. It's just us stopping our busy lives. It's us stopping our goals. It's us stopping, this is what I'm going to do. It's us stopping the example, driving the bus and telling God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus, get in the back, I'm driving. You know, that mentality or that that way of thinking, you know. And God will show up. He always does. Amen. He loves you. As Pastor Jesse says, you are never alone. Amen. God versus Kingdom Family Church and you. Amen. You're never alone. Amen. So don't feel like you are. Amen. Again, that was a little encouragement. I hope you took something away this early morning from it. Amen. Now, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Strength to you in every area. Amen. So, I encourage you, have a blessed and beautiful Friday, whatever you may have planned. Amen. Spend a little extra time this evening, this afternoon, this morning, whatever time you have set aside with the Lord. Amen. And just love on the Lord. Amen. Because he loves you. Amen. And he will see, you know, that extra time that you are putting in with him. Amen. That will not only encourage him, but it'll bless you. Amen. It'll bless you as much as it blesses him. Amen. Again, getting in the word, it's nothing but beneficial to you. Amen. It's just like a small example would be if you take vitamins. Amen. The Bible is like a bottle of vitamins. Amen. If you're not taking, if you ever so often take one or two vitamins here or there, it doesn't really do much, amen? But if you're constant in taking your vitamins, amen, what are the benefits of taking some vitamins? Well, your body's going to stay healthier. And that's the same with the Word of God. If you're in the Word, you're reading the Word, you're doing the Word, you're meditating on the Word, your spirit's going to be healthy. Your spirit man's going to grow in faith and confidence. Amen. You're going to have a healthy spirit man. Amen. So be blessed. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Friday, if it might be starting for you or ending. Amen. Have a beautiful Friday. Amen. I will be right here back with you tomorrow. Amen. So join me again tomorrow for a small devotional. Be blessed. Have a blessed Friday. I will see you right back here tomorrow.